美国之音英语教学，请听美国习惯用语。隔了一个长周末去上班，我发现办公室对面一座20层的大楼好像一夜之间忽然消失了。老板告诉我，一个爆破小组在几天之内完成了全部的爆破、清扫和整理工作。这也让我想到了一句习惯用语，那就是
Fast and Furious。
这个短语由两个简单的单词构成 fast, 快速的 furious, 愤怒的。连起来 fast and furious, 意思变成了飞快的很快完成。上面说到我们办公室旁边的大楼爆破瞬间就完成了。
The demolition was fast and furious. It's as if the building just vanished overnight.
人间蒸发了。在下面的例子里，一名青少年的天资被快速挖掘出来，让我们来听听他爸爸对此怎么评价。
Ever since my son won the national math competition, requests have been coming in fast and furious. Suddenly, hundreds of kids and their parents want his advice. Interviewers are begging for his story, and colleges across the country are offering him 4-year scholarships.
这段话是说，自从我儿子赢了全国数学竞赛之后，对他的邀请就接踵而至，成百名的孩子和他们的家长都希望向他取经，记者想要采访他。而全国各地的大学也纷纷表示愿意为他提供大学4年的奖学金。
一夜成名不一定是好事。我记得以前一个谈话节目中，一个人谈到了他中彩票之后的经历。
Once his name was announced on television, attention on him was fast and furious.
自从他的名字出现在电视上之后，对他的关注就扑面而来。他的手机永远在响，销售商向他推销各种产品和服务。最可怕的是，凡是沾得上两边的亲戚和朋友都跑来跟他借钱。所以说，什么事情都有两面性。上面我们讲到了 fast and furious, 飞快的。冬天的阿拉斯加向来是非常寒冷的，不过今年的严寒似乎格外严酷，让我们来听听看。
The residents in Alaska are used to bad weather in winter, but they weren't prepared for all the snow they recently got. That's because the storm moved in fast and furious. Within a few short hours, towns became overwhelmed by mountains of snow.
这段话是说，冬天的严寒天气对阿拉斯加居民来说司空见惯，但他们还是没有为最近的大雪做好充足的准备，因为这次风暴来得又快又猛。短短几个小时内，很多城镇都完全被大雪所覆盖。
我听说今年有些地方的积雪多达60英寸。还记得2年前，美国首都华盛顿也经历了同样的大雪。天气预报里说要下大雪之后
，The sales at grocery stores were going fast and furious。
人们都去商店抢购商品，以储备好食物应对大雪的到来。
以上您收听的是美国之音英语教学节目《美国习惯用语》。